T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right. I think that what we're asking for, and I said this at the start of the season, is that signature win from Justin. And when you know that you line up behind the quarterback, I'm sorry, behind center, and you are the quarterback of a major, major college program, you get all the glory, but you also get all the hate. Mm-hmm. You know that. Everybody knows that. And I, unfortunately, us on the outside, we know that there's 11 guys out there and 10 of them are trying to help Justin Herbert and he's that. But when you come back for your senior season and you're considered a top 5 pick in the NFL draft and one of the best players in the country, when you don't lead the team to the win on a huge stage, it's not unfair to look at that and say, what more could he have done? Yeah. That's not unfair to do that, because that's part of what the quarterback position has evolved to now. It takes all the pressure in the world.
And Justin Herbert was wildly efficient in that game. I mean, he had a very good game, and he was very smart with the football. But in those moments that you're talking about, it is forcing a ball in late in a game where you need it, right? Like, the Spencer Webb touchdown pass was that throw. It's like, is that a good throw? No. Was it successful because he is a freak of nature and has a rocket for an arm? Yes.
Was the Bo Nix throw for the touchdown a great throw?
No, it was not. It was almost just as bad as the previous play where he underthrew it and almost got picked off.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. They're not good throws. But in those moments, that's what you're kind of talking about, is like, it's not necessarily the right throw, but it's the throw that you need to make to win the game.
How about it's the it factor? That moment of shine where you've seen it before here in Oregon. You've seen it here. You had a guy that did that. You saw that. You knew what that feeling was like when someone made a play. We're not condemning what Justin Herbert is doing.
He's really good.
He's an unbelievable, talented young man, and he's going to have a successful collegiate and professional career. We're just talking on the stage versus SEC. Where was it?
And that's where the receivers, which you hate, we went into this yesterday.
Yeah, I know. We did.
You can hear that, but that's where the receivers come into it. That's where the scheme comes into it. And people say, you know, it'll be a what if in those moments, in those times. 55305, the better you today. Text line, overreactions, underreactions. Oklahoma will win the national championships. Jalen Hurts wins their third Heisman in a row.
I don't think that's an overreaction. I think that's a really good take.
I called it yesterday.
I think it's a good take.
I called it yesterday. Jalen Hurts will not win the Heisman. And it won't be because he's not deserving of it. It'll be because Heisman voters will go, we can't give it to the same team 3 years in a row.
Yeah, it's kind of like you can't give Bill Belichick Coach of the Year since 2010. Right. How does that happen?
LeBron James should be the MVP of the NBA.
Every year.
Every single year.
But we can't give it to him.
Right? And I think that will be what stops Jalen Hurts from winning the Heisman Trophy. He will be deserving of it. And I think the conversation will be, well, Lincoln Riley does it. Lincoln Riley does it for those guys.
It's not fair. College football will go, it's not fair. We got to give it to somebody else.
Right.
Who's standing out after week one?
Though Jalen Hurts is definitely standing out after week one.
Yeah.
But they'll find somebody. They'll find somebody who have Heisman moment, man.
Yep.
The front runner after week one never wins it.
I feel pretty good about this. I think the Heisman Trophy will come from one of three teams.
Oh. Is this a post-it? Are we going to post-it note this?
Alabama.
Okay.
We all knew who that will be.
Mm-hmm. The left tackle.
No.
Oh.
Tua.
Okay.
Clemson. Mr. Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
Or Jalen Hurts from Oklahoma. One of those three guys, one of those three teams.
Can I throw a wild card in there?
Please.
Justin Fields.
Oh, that's a good wild card. That's a quality wild card.
Because they could make the playoff, and he lit it up.
He did.
He lit it up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.